This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forest Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, broadcasting to great radio stations across America as well as around the Caribbean. Thank you, AM 1000 down there, and around the world on the internet and the satellite, too, the Westwood One XDS satellite, too. Many great places around the world, including Maria, who's been chiming in most of the night in Germany. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And a special shout-out to all those snowplow drivers and sander drivers up there in the north, Interstates 80, 90, 94, certainly up there, Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and moving to the east, upstate New York and into New England. Thank you very much for the job you're doing. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you for what you're doing, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it. Thank you for keeping America moving along. And let's not forget, you can check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and take a peek and see all the stuff we got there. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com up there in balmy Atlanta. And by the way, the Falcons won yesterday.
I saw that. My son was at the game.
What an amazing end to just a horrible season. I call it horrible when you throw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. Jameis set a record that way. I think he also finished, what, number three on overall passing or something like that. I'll get into that in the sports in the hour number four. But anyway, we were 7-9, which is a bit of an improvement, but not much. Now, and by the way, we tied with record-wise with Atlanta. However, you had a better conference record, so they won out there. We finished third. They finished second. Now, the U.S. military carried out what they called defensive strikes in Iraq and Syria against the Kataib, and I hope I'm saying that right, Hezbollah militia group. They said this was done on Sunday. This was 2 days after a U.S. civilian contractor was killed in a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base. Four of armed GIs were wounded, and two Iraqi soldiers were wounded. Now, they targeted three locations of the Iranian-backed Shiite Muslim militia group in Iraq, two in Syria. The locations included weapons storage facilities, command and control locations, and also training facilities that the group had used to plan and execute attacks on coalition forces. Now, you pick it up from there.
Well, I will tell you that Baghdad ought to be very embarrassed. And now we have, I would say, some good reason to put real pressure on the Baghdad government. We shouldn't necessarily put it on the Syrian government, but, you know, you're dealing with an Iranian puppet in Bashar al-Assad. We do know that the strikes were specifically targeted, so we have that intelligence, and they were successful because of the subsequent explosions, which told us that we did hit weapons caches, we probably knew a lot of this anyway prior to these intermittent strikes that have been on our bases in Iraq. what's going on in Syria, what the intelligence that we had in Syria probably came from Israel.
Okay.
So this is really the CUDS force, which is the elite non-territorial fighting operation
right.
of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the grand master of that parade is Qasem Soleimani.
Uh-huh.
We'd certainly like to take out Qasem Soleimani, but we really can't because the Baghdad government and the Syrian government, Bashar al-Assad, have him well protected. We would never necessarily get to him.
Is he not in charge? Was he not put in charge by the Iraqi government or the military forces in Iraq?
He's Iranian.
Okay. Or was something he was put in charge of over there? Maybe it's a Shiite militia.
He does what he wants.
Okay.
He really reports to nobody. He does exactly what he wants.
Okay.
And he travels freely because he's under protections of not only his own militias, but he's under the protection of the home government, meaning Iraq and Syria.
Mm. Now,
he calls the shots.
Now,
he reports to no one.
Now, what you said about Soleimani is exactly what I heard, that he is what's called a target of opportunity. Pardon me. And anytime they get a chance, he is on the U.S. hit list. And anytime they get a chance, if they think he's in an area and they get a chance and they can confirm anything at all, they're going to go after him. And this might have been a clear and definitive message to him because he reportedly had been in and out of this area several times over the last 3 weeks to a month. So and by the way, they leveled what they went at. They leveled it. There's nothing left standing.
Well, as I said, we know his travels. But we can't get to him because of how he travels, and he's in a highly populated area, under major protection. So, if we decided that we were going to necessarily take him out, we're going to kill a lot of innocent people along with it, and we don't do that. So,
right.
We're stuck.
Right. Now, from the White House, there was I don't know if the president said this or where this came from, but the quote was, the U.S. will take action if North Korea tests missiles. What are they talking about?
Well, specifically, I would say probably more cyber would be the first choice on what we would do with North Korea. We have an awful lot of options. We continue to build our options, and those options necessarily change because of our reconnaissance.
Okay, and we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more with Denise Simon. And by the way, wait till you hear this. The Taliban are promising a ceasefire for the next 10 days, leading up to more U.S. troops leaving Afghanistan.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-
Receive 2 months free with the purchase of an annual plan. That's identityguard.com/Kim.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. I had some people come up to me Saturday wanting to know about the USCCA. They walked out of there with some information, and hopefully they've taken a good look at that. And they can do what you can do. You can go to the USCCA website or give them a call, and by doing such, guess what? You'll have an opportunity to register for the free gun a day giveaway. Now, every day it changes. And if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Now, once you do that, and that window drops down, you get that taken care of, it'll talk about three levels of membership. And if you want to become a member, you can do that too, because defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. And they give their members at the USCCA access to exclusive world-class training because they also have gun instructors. You can take all different type of safety classes there through the instructors they have there. And you can find out so you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's on the right side. And by the way, should you become a member, you just might wind up with $474 worth of free stuff as a result. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Their web link is right there, the logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, now, Denise Simon is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the Taliban and the United States government have been negotiating without the Afghanis, is my understanding. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, all of a sudden, we hear yesterday out of the clear blue sky that the Taliban have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire, during which time the leader of the Taliban, whoever that might happen to be, and I don't, you know, I thought it was more than one now, but the leader of the Taliban is going back to talk to his people about making the ceasefire permanent and agreeing not to do anything in the country to attack our troops or anybody else in there, and to basically behave themselves in return for us withdrawing a large amount of our troops, not all of them to begin with, but a large amount right off the bat. And I think that could be a serious mistake because there's more of them, I believe, than there are us.
The Taliban is run by what is known as the Shura Council, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's not one single leader of the Taliban. There are, it's a large panel, of which the Taliban 5, the commanders that were released from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for Bo Bergdahl, are part of.
Yep.
So that's who, you know, is part of the negotiating team, the leadership of the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, are we going to take some kind of a quid pro quo, if you will, offer from the Taliban that, you know, you pull 5,000 troops out or 10,000 troops out, blah, 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 of Afghanistan, and then we'll be good little boys? I don't think so. I think we're going to end up looking like fools, unless the plan is for the United States to turn out to return several of our troops and replace them with contractors.
Yeah,
something like Triple Canopy, or I don't know if Triple Canopy is
still
around.
Well, Eric Prince and his bunch.
So I mean, but we have a lot of those. I mean, we just heard about a contractor that was killed in Iraq, right?
Correct.
So.
But we don't know who he was working for yet.
No, that's confidential, classified. So, I'm against this. You know, I've been against this, but that's just me. If we can take out Islamic State and their real estate, I think that we can probably do the same thing with the Taliban. I think we need a win there, not for really us, but with the people of Afghanistan who are desperate to get rid of the Taliban, too.
Sure. Sure. And every time they seem to put some sort of an army together, they come in there and they go after the rookies, the cadets, whatever they call them, the trainees. They go in there and wipe them out. And then all of a sudden people are going, oh, no, we're not going to join army. No.
Well,
no.
But they also uh-huh. operate like the mafia does, uh-huh. The old mafia does. I mean, these people in all these little towns have to, you know, pay up money.
Oh, that's right.
You know, they
pay protection money. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but not necessarily. They build schools. We don't necessarily build them, although we have. But the Afghanis are building schools. They're trying to redo their communities, and the Taliban comes in and destroys them.
Yep, so they blow them up.
They don't want modernization in Afghanistan.
Nope. And sometimes they blow them up with the girl students inside because the girls, that's part of what their religion is. They don't want them to learn. They want them to be barefoot and pregnant, so to speak. Now, let's wander over to terrorism in the United States because over the weekend, we had two very serious, horrific incidents. First of all, 5 people stabbed at a Hanukkah celebration.
Rabbi's home.
Yeah, at a rabbi's home. And this guy that did this, his name is Grafton Thomas. He's 37 years of age. He's accused of attempted murder.
And robbery.
Yeah, and by the way, when we first heard about this, the press was going, oh, there's no record of his, he has no record, this, that, and the other. And the DA involved in this says, wait a minute, hold it, time out. This guy has a record 6 months to 12 months ago, and it is a violent record. He is known to have attacked someone. He didn't do it with a knife, but to attack someone. And he spent some time in jail, which is where they think. And this is just one of these reports that has not been confirmed nor denied, but it's in the story I'm looking at, where they think he might have been converted to a Muslim.
Well, there's a $5 million bail on him. He pled not guilty. And, you know, it's kind of like $5 million, really? You know, as far as I'm concerned, it ought to be $50 million. And he pled not guilty. Mm-hmm. He left that. He was able to leave the house under, you know, really violent times, and he was chased out and caught. And now you've got de Blasio and Cuomo essentially blaming Trump for this kind of hate and attack on Jews. Swell, huh?
Yeah, then you had that shooting in the Fort Worth section near Fort Worth, Texas, and Dallas-Fort Worth, and two people were killed. Now, there's a video of this, and I have to remind everybody, if you're going to go look at this video, it's very graphic. It shows the gunman coming in and shooting at the mm-hmm. people in the church, and then the people, there were five of them that rose up with their guns, and the first guy to get a shot off was probably the person that was killed, from my understanding, but there was a security guard that was in amongst the parishioners, too, that stood up and gave the first shot he put was right dead center forehead and dropped the guy. He started to drop in his tracks while the other people were firing at him while he was going down, so there was no doubt he was dead when he hit the floor.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. Now, what's interesting is we don't know anything about the gunman, or
nope.
At least I don't.
Nope.
That doesn't. Other people may. But
publicly, we don't yet. Publicly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Now this is something that's also weird. There is a report coming from law enforcement that the Mexican drug cartels may be using drones in Colorado and Nebraska, not just to observe things, but to deliver their drugs with.
Okay, I believe that.
Yeah, I've heard about it in Texas, but now we're talking about Colorado and Nebraska? Holy cow.
I believe it.
I don't doubt it, so there you go. All right, what's going on in the Philippines, President Duterte? He apparently has banned Senators Dick Durbin and Patrick Leahy. For what? I know they don't particularly like the guy, but what did he ban him for?
I don't know. I did see that myself. Again, I'm kind of on vacation, so I don't know what the reasons are, but he has denied them visiting Jesus.
Oh, and then there is some good news coming out of New York. NBC in New York is reporting that the Guardian Angels are going to be on patrol amidst the anti-Semitic attacks around a lot of different Jewish facilities. So there you go.
Yeah, well, it is illegal for gun owners to carry their weapon outside of their residence, even if it is for self-defense.
Right.
But you've got some Jewish communities right now, because I actually was looking at this last night. They're out there with long guns across their chest.
Some.
Yep.
Mm.
They're not putting up with it.
Yep. And those are younger fellows I saw doing that for the most part. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same channel,
wherever
you might happen to be.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stories that she has to write. And I'll be right back, and we're going to take a look again at some of the military service headlines coming out of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are added police patrols near Jewish places of worship in New York City and state following a Saturday night stabbing attack at a Hanukkah party. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The state's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking with reporters near the crime scene Sunday morning, calling the attack an act of domestic terrorism.
Let's call it what it is. These people are domestic terrorists. And the law should reflect that, and they should be punished as if it was an act of terrorism.
The stabbing attack happening inside a rabbi's home during a Hanukkah celebration. A suspect is in custody.
The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against a Hezbollah militia. The Pentagon said it hit 5 targets, 3 in Iraq and 2 in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on the Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment here, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their 2 locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass. The other right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And to tell you more about them, Charlie is going to be yakking away here right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that the National Aviation Academy has a tremendous opportunity for those coming out of high school and those that are getting out of the military, that maybe you want to try something a little different than what you did. Maybe you're a grunt. Maybe you've done something totally different. But anybody that's got any type of mechanical ability, if you can read directions and follow them, then they can teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, by doing that, you will guarantee yourself a great job for the remainder of your working days, because you start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. You are the boss of applesauce because they need more of you than are currently around, and they just aren't putting them out fast enough because it's a 14-month training course to get there. So it takes a while to get to the position that you're at. But the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Now, their website to find out more is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But I would suggest you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, you'll take a tour of one of their facilities. You'll find out what they're all about. They'll give you a better idea of what you can and can't get. And by the way, financing, sure, they got it there. Student loans, absolutely. Post 9/11 veterans, I can almost guarantee it'll all be paid for by the government post 9/11. So remember that and check them out, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Well, under President Trump, the U.S. Navy's patrols to the Black Sea have remained consistent over the last several days, despite the testimony during President Donald Trump's impeachment hearings that he ordered his maneuvers be canceled. That never happened. That never happened. They've been moving in and out. There's been vessels from the Ukraine that have been in there practicing with the U.S. Navy. I mean, again, don't buy the lie that these people have been trying to tell you in the mainstream media. For example, the Javelin missiles. They got their first shipment of Javelin missiles before the phone call was made, Zelensky and Trump. You know how I know that? Guess what? I've got a copy of the conversation, telephone conversation. A legitimate copy, not the fake ones that are floating around out there, because I've warned you before, some of this stuff, when it looks too good to be true, it's too good to be true because it ain't true. There are certain features of a classified document when you get one that's been released that they put certain things on there, and if you don't know what to look for, you're going to get soaked right in like some of the mainstream media did to the fake documentation that's out there. And there's plenty of it to go around. That's all I'll say about that, because if you don't know what to look for, then shame on you for even reporting about it to begin with. I'm talking to the mainstream media and to the bloggers that are going with some of this nonsense without knowing what to look for to make sure it's validated. Now, the Army has rolled out a new fitness test, a new combat fitness test. It's a service-wide test that started in October, and it will transition to the physical test of record in October of 2020. So you got one whole year of the combat fitness test and getting ready to make sure that you do whatever. And then, of course, by October of 2020, whatever your scores are, that'll be your final score. Now, there was a Maryland National Guard soldier, Specialist David Collins, killed in a stabbing incident outside the Escape nightclub in Baltimore over the weekend, according to Baltimore County Police. What a shame. What a shame. Apparently, he was trying to go to the aid of a young lady that was being, I don't want to use the word molested, but she was being yelled at or something, and he wound up getting stabbed. So our prayers go out to him and his family. By the way, the Army is gearing up for some new exercises, too, new training exercises coming for the Army, especially one in Europe where you're going to see around 15 or 20,000 troops airlifted and moved into Europe to have a war games exercise. Also, the Cold War era M48 patent tank that was at the South Carolina Air Force Base in Sumter, Shaw Air Force Base, which was removed to be painted and restored. It's back on display at the U.S. Army Central Command's headquarters on Shaw Air Force Base in Sumter. So that patent tank, that Cold War era patent tank, is back. It couldn't have come too soon, right? All right, the Navy is curtailing access to installations around the Kitsap Peninsula after two fatal shootings and a gate crash at other bases around the country in the past month. There will be more of this coming where they'll be limiting access to civilians on a need to be on the base only basis, and you won't just come on there because you're coming to visit somebody. You'll have to call ahead and make preparations, and they'll probably do a background check, initial background check, before you ever even get there, from what I've been hearing. Also, a small but potentially significant change in the Pentagon's five-year budget projection is slowing down the buying profile for the U.S. Navy's new frigate, which is expected to be awarded in 2020, according to a memo from the White House Office's Budget Management and Budget. Also in the Air Force, new in 2020, you ready for this one? By early 2020, airmen could have the chance to take a practice physical fitness test examination early with no risk of failing. So how are you going to know if you can pass it if you don't know whether or not you did? No risk of failing. Oh, well. By the way, the U.S. Air Force is set to complete a major upgrade of its C-21 fleet in 2020. That's the small transport aircraft that's getting a makeover. And the Air Force is about to begin its third iteration of the pilot training next program, designed to test student aviators' ability to learn faster and absorb more through cutting-edge technology and simulation. Also, the Marine Corps, new in 2020, planks of the Marine PFT. Yes, indeedy. The Marine Corps fitness test. And the Marines plan on staying on top of all the other services with being the most fit of all the other military branches. Speaking of which, the National Guard kicked two of their men out, the Army National Guard, after liberal activists uncovered their membership in a religious group with white supremacist ties. They booted them out. And a Marine Corps veteran is crediting the decline in veteran homelessness to an increase in the Veterans Affairs budget in mental health services. As mental health services have increased, veterans' homelessness has decreased. How about that? So something must be working here. And by the way, Congress has taken notice of the otherworldly concrete dome on a split of coral in the Central Pacific that serves as a massive radioactive trash can for doomsday weapons waste. Yep, that's where they dump a lot of the waste, the nuclear waste right there. And by the way, the Ukraine is purchasing another consignment of U.S. Javelin anti-tank missiles and launch units. That was announced Friday, coming out of Ukraine. This is the third group of Javelins that they will be getting. Third group of Javelins. All right, when we come back, we'll see if Chris Markowski is up and at him, because if he is, we'll be talking to him. Got some things to run by him that he probably doesn't know about. But lots of economic news this weekend came out during the Friday to Sunday news cycle. And we'll get into all of that with him when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Support in the USA Today Suffolk poll that Warren's and Sanders support combined.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends over at the Mixon's Roadside Cafe, located inside Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store. By the way, for all those of you that are tourists coming this way or that are down this way, it's in the tourist booklet that you get from the Florida Tourist Bureau. If you're staying at a hotel, you probably got that book. If you're coming in and stopping at one of the travel centers coming in, you'll get one there along the interstates. But Mixon Fruit Farms right here at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. They've got the Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside. Now, I call that the hidden gem of Bradenton because they've got some of the greatest sandwiches you've ever had. That Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich is incredibly delicious. I will tell you that the grandma's pot roast, slow roasted, cooked high, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. Oh, my God, I'm making myself hungry. The BLT sandwich with applewood bacon stacked high. Also, that forklift burger, which is a good-sized burger. You can ask the people that have had it, myself included. It's pretty good, large and in charge. And then, of course, you've got, and this is funny because my friend Fitz, who's probably listening right now, he had the Superman sub, and he couldn't eat it all. He was that big. He ate half of it, and he took the other half with him. But it's a big sub sandwich, I'll tell you. And then there's a nightclub sub, so they got that, too. And, of course, to finish everything off, guess what? Yep, here it comes. Orange swirl ice cream. So there you go. And I just made Chris Markowski hungry, so here we go. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're holding out for the ice cream, right?
I went off my diet a little bit over vacation here when I vacationed the holidays, so you probably would have been able to have some, yeah.
Okay. Now, listen, I got to talk to you a little bit about New York City because the Guardian Angels now have stepped in to provide some security in the Jewish areas where they've been having threats or problems and some other areas where they haven't had problems yet, but they're stepping in there to pick up the torch and try to offer them some security. Now, I did see a picture yesterday of two younger Jewish men with long rifles slung over their shoulders standing there on the streets of New York in an area. I don't know if they were guarding a synagogue or what they were doing, but I did see the picture.
I didn't see that photo yet. Was it in the city of New York?
City of New York. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure if it was in the little townships.
And they got a rule there. You're not supposed to sling weapons openly in New York City, and I don't know what's going to happen there, but, we'll see.
People who are not that familiar with New York City, there are some insular communities here, Orthodox Jewish communities that they follow some, old traditions. A lot of times, the weekends, they leave and they go to some of these little townships outside the city. And that was where this attack actually occurred.
Right.
And, the reality is you get some bad people out there. And it's hard to get your arms around all of them, especially when, for whatever reason it may be, I never really seemed to understand this. They catch these guys, and eventually they do something terrible, and they've got these long, long, long rap sheets. And I'm always saying to myself, I said, how many things can you get caught for and get arrested for before we finally come to the realization that, you're not going to become a very productive member of society. There was a recent attacks on a subway, and this person was like 25 years old. That's 60-some-odd arrests. I mean, at what point in time do we say enough is enough?
Yeah. I gotcha. Now, the other thing is, the top jobs for the next decade are changing around, as we well know. And what the talking heads, educational people are saying is if you want a really good job with a really good future, they need behavioral scientists and data analysts. Now, I can believe the data part, but behavioral scientists? What's that all about? Mental health?
I don't know. Trying to judge, I guess, what people are going to do next. Maybe that'll be helpful for some of these online companies. Let me tell you something about predictions over 10 years. They tend not to come true. Go back 10 years ago. But the major feature was on our iPhones. The last one released in 2009 was a digital compass. There was all sorts of things that we were promised in regards to Google Glass and those eyeglasses and all sorts of stuff that comes true. It's very, very hard to predict the future, what's going to be big or what's not going to be big moving forward. Basics are always good. Getting an engineering degree, understanding math and science and these various different things. These are keys in wanting to do well in the future and what you should be pointing your kids towards when it comes to school.
Okay, now Axios is reporting that amidst the stalled H-1B visa reform that AT&T is shipping a number of their jobs overseas, and they're asking the American workers to train their replacements.
Yeah, I saw that story, and what's going to happen in regards to these jobs going overseas. I haven't done a ton of research on it yet. So a lot of times I read these stories, and I don't necessarily trust right away what's being reported and look into it. Case in point, where we really got bent out of shape, if you remember, Matt, about was when Disney was doing it down in Orlando.
Yeah.
With the H-1B visa. They were just training here in the United States. These weren't even jobs that were being shipped overseas. These were jobs that were being switched over to workers that were being brought over. I'm going to be curious to see in regards to what happens with this and what types of jobs that are actually being moved over.
Mm. Now, the other thing is you don't own an electric car yet, do you?
No.
Well, the new year will bring new charges for some owners of electric cars in several states across the country, where the states are going to charge more for electric cars and drop some of their tax rebates and things that have been on there. Not the federal one, but the states.
Well, listen, the federal one ran out on a lot of the cars based upon the amount that they'd sold already. I never really seem to understand why you or I or anybody else has to, you know, help pay for someone else's car, because in essence, that's what that $7,500 credit was doing. State credits are a little bit different. I guess states can do what they want when it comes to these things. Did you say that they were going to be just eliminating them, or they're going to be also charging even more?
More. How are they going to charge more? They're eliminating them, and they're raising whatever the tax was to begin with on them. In other words, instead of a new car being charged at, let's say, 5% or whatever, they're going to raise that rate to, I don't know what, it depends on the state.
Just for electric cars?
That's correct.
Oh, that's odd. So I'm surprised to hear that. And have to obviously look into what they're trying to recoup there, why they would be targeting electric cars. And I'm surprised that Tesla and some of these companies are not up in arms over this right now.
Well, they're talking about California, they're talking about Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State. I'm not surprised, because they're all hurting financially.
Yeah, but they've had this really strong push to try to get people, everybody in an electric car.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of odd they're kind of pulling back from that.
By the way, the shortage of workers in the country, especially the technical workers, is the biggest barrier to making a 5G America. That's another reason why AT&T says they're pulling out.
That's not just the only reason. It's just, Matt, you know, it's one of the tough things to do here in this country is the old NIMBY, not in my backyard.
Yeah.
And many people, they're getting nervous now. You get reports being bannered about saying, oh, 5G could be dangerous and, you know, radiation, all this stuff. And then people get nervous about the technology. So it's, you know, that's, you know, part of it as well. I'm actually seeing that in my little community here too. People concerned about what the health effects are going to be from 5G.
By the way, you know who Peter Navarro is, right?
Yes.
He said that 2020 is going to be one of the greatest years yet economically in U.S. history.
Well, I mean, from his mouth to God's ears, I hope so. I mean, it's always great. The country's doing phenomenally well, especially when it comes to jobs on the jobs front and what's available out there. Obviously, we get some trade stuff moving forward. That would be great. My only, you know, thing that kind of would give me pause in regards to that statement that he had is that there's a lot of people out there that don't want the economy to do well. They're going to do everything to support the economy because they know that that will seal the deal for Donald Trump.
And the S&P 500 and Dow have been eking out records as the NASDAQ win streak has ended, but the S&P and the Dow just continue to move along.
Markets are doing well towards the end of the year. Great holiday numbers. Some thoughts on the market might be a little bit overbought and due for a bit of a pullback, which might be the case. I mean, but overall, the health of the market's strong right now.
Okay, and one final thing. Bizarre fortunes are flourishing as the world's richest gain of $1.2 trillion. What are they talking about there?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Bizarre fortunes flourish. What are they talking about? What is a bizarre fortune?
I'm kind of odd. I mean, different jobs? It's kind of an odd one.
You got me, but it says that it's the world's richest game, $1.2 trillion. I don't know. Maybe it's antiques. Who knows? All right, Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same channel.
You got it.
All right, thank you. All right, folks, I'm coming back. Frank Silvalo will be with us from the Underground USA podcast and New Media Journal. We're going to be talking to him about
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.